Doctor Who, The Shadow in the Glass, by Justin Richards and Stephen Cole, read by India Fisher. I asked Hitler, for whom should we fight on now? And to that Hitler said in a monotone, the coming man. Heinz Linger, Hitler's valet. Schwerpunkt. Grey clouds striped the white sky like dirt that wouldn't shift. The sun had barely been up an hour, but Flight Lieutenant Carl Smithson had been watching the heavens for most of the night as they lashed down wind and rain on the airfield. And for what? Not a sign of anything untoward, although the endless, regular drumming of the rain against the cracked glass of the camp windows had been cranking up the tension he felt hour after hour. He should have spent the night listening to the rain in bed, nuzzled up against Mary and Turlhampton. The rain sounded comforting outside when you were tucked up and warm. Here, standing by the glass, it sounded like machine gun fire. Terrible weather for May, and it had brought with it strange sightings. Lights in the sky, not Luftwaffe, so the CO said. These lights weren't acting like planes. They were just hovering, a vivid red, burning. Stuck in the sky over Sword Beach near Caen, like an omen warning the Allied forces away. Smithson had overheard the AOC talking about Hitler's V-weapons. The CO had told him there was probably nothing to worry about, but even so. 482 Squadron was due to fly this morning, and Smithson didn't want strange, hovering red lights up there with him.